On this episode of Legacy to Become a Legendary, this is episode 2, and we're talking about dream, visualizing, and taking action. And in this episode, man, you have to dream that thing you want to do to become successful. Like, you have those gifts, like, you know, like them days where you sleep. And you can dream, you dreaming, and you see yourself doing something, doing that thing. Like, it's been in your mind, and you just see yourself doing it. Like, you see yourself, you know, making it happen. And then, you know what I'm saying? And you like, dang, like, you wake up and you like, dang, that was a good dream. Like, you know what I'm saying? And then you turn around and you say, okay. And then you throughout the day you can visualize yourself, like you see you be talking to yourself, and you can see, like, you can visualize different things happening, this working out, this happening, like, even though it's not coming to fruition at that time, but you like, why you might be on your other job, you know, be on your day job, and you can visualize everything happening. And so, and then sometimes, you know what I'm saying, like, it go from that dream, and then you putting that work in, and you can visualize, and then things start happening the way you visualize it, and then it's almost like you done seen that before. You like, dang, bro, like, didn't I do this one day before or something? And that all came with that dream that you had, that first dream of that gift, talent, or whatever that you really wanted to do. And then it's been on your mind, like, you know what I'm saying, and it's been replaying in your mind and replaying in your mind until the point to where you visualized it. And when it come, as soon as you visualize and you've seen it, then you started taking action towards you. Then you start taking that action, you started moving, you started really working at it, and, you know, or you already was working at it, but, you know what I'm saying, you might have felt, you know, discouraged, or you might have seen, okay, dang, this ain't happening the way I visualized it, so, you know, or this ain't happening the way I thought, but, you know what I'm saying, it might not be the time for it, you know what I'm saying, it might just be, you know, you got to see it, you got to dream it, see it. And you know, you taking the action and you know, you working at it, and you know what I'm saying, and just the patience, you know, like the patience for it to come true. And you know, that's like, that's one of the biggest things is, you know, is dreaming. Because if you can dream it, you can see it. And if you can see it, you can go and grab it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, there's certain things that look out of our reach when we dreaming it. Like, you know what I'm saying? But that's just doubt. Like, you know what I'm saying? The saying is that, like, you can fly as high as you want to go. But are you willing to get there? Are you willing to fly? Are you willing to work as hard as you got to work to see that dream come to fruition? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it's one thing, you know, to see something that's like, oh, that ain't gonna never work. Like, because believe it or not, there are a lot of people say that. There are a lot of people who see something, or they are dreaming something. Like, you might say, man, I'm gonna be a millionaire, or I'm gonna be a billionaire, but do you really believe it? You can say the words and it sound good. You know what I'm saying? Everybody say it and it sound good, but how much work you willing to put in? Do you visualize yourself being a millionaire, being a billionaire? Like, yeah, you could dream. Like, you can wake up that day and tell somebody about a dream you had, but do you really believe and do you really see that vision? You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, like they said, man without a vision perish. And that stands for man and woman. So if you don't have a vision, you're going to have a dream. You got that dream. That dream is going to happen because you're already thinking it. And then you lay down, and it's just like a movie playing in your mind. But, you know, most of the time when they get to the good part, you always wake up. Like, when you get to the good part of the dream, the best part, like, the final destination of it, you always wake up because that ain't the end. So you sitting, and it's like, okay, I see it. I see the first play. Like, I see, you know, I dreamed that first play. Now it's time to visualize it. And now you start seeing it, and you really can see it. And you, like, your mind and your mind is clear to the point of where you see it. And once you start seeing, then you're like, okay, now I can start taking action of where I need to go. Now I can build out this plan of how, you know, this plan of action of how I'm going to take the steps towards it. But then, you know what I'm saying? You always have to have room to readjust if that part don't work out. So now you have to be able to readjust and you know what I'm saying, visualize another attack. But it all comes down to that dream of seeing yourself being that person, being in that field that you really want to do with your life, and then you visualizing it and building out a plan of action to take action on how you're going to conquer that thing that first became that dream. And you visualize everything that was going on, and you see it, and you saying, "Well, shit, I know this is what's going to happen. I know this is what's, you know, what I'm going to do." And then you start seeing everything. Yo, the patience, like you ain't in a hurry, because you already know that there's gonna be some things that come to play that's going to make it, you know what I'm saying, to where you have to readjust. Like I said in the first one, like you have to have those bumps in the road. It's always gonna be a barrier, or you know what I'm saying, while you climbing that mountain, it's always gonna be that ledge that you're gonna have to regroup. You visualize yourself at the top. You dreamed that you was at the top. You visualize yourself, you know what I'm saying, when you stood up at the bottom and looked up, you already visualized how you was gonna get there. You already made a plan of how you're gonna attack that thing. How you gonna take action. But now you got to account for the blockage, for the sharp edges, the way, you know what I'm saying, from the bottom, it looked like it was just straight up. Like, shit, this thing going to be, it's going to be pretty dang going easy. Until you really start getting it, so, okay, I didn't see this. Now, let me regroup and let me move to the right or the left and then keep moving. You're always going to have those things that try to block you. Or put a halt to what you know what I'm saying, what you've seen and what you visualized. And now you saying, okay, all right, I know that right there was coming into play. You know what I'm saying? Okay, that's why I made a plan of action to regroup. If I need to adjust, I need to, you know, I can adjust here and boom, and I can adjust here and boom, there we go. Like, so you got to, you know what I'm saying? You got to dream it. You got to visualize yourself doing it. You know what I'm saying? You got to, when you dreaming it, because when you dreaming it, you dreaming that you already didn't climb the mountain. You already then became that thing that you was already looking for, or that you was where you was wanting to be, that millionaire, that billionaire, whatever. You already seen that you had an, then made it to the top. That's in the dream. Got a dream gonna give you the plan of that, you know, that whole thing. all the thing it, you know, a lot of times it don't give you is the finish. Because you most of the time you wake up before the finish. But now you can you got the first parts to where you can visualize it and take it. Take action on it. So that's what I'm saying, man, in this, you know, saying short episode. Like, dream it. Once you dream it, you visualize it. You visualize how you're gonna attack it. You plan it. But leave yourself room to adjust when there's a, you know, it seems like it's a roadblock or it's a pothole in the road. Or it's a sharp edge on that mountain that you're climbing. And then and take action. Put the footwork in. I mean, run it, work it, do it, everything, whatever you got to do. Because you already made, you, like I said, you already made the steps and the preparations for the roadblocks, for the sharp edges while you're climbing that mountain. But man, I hope this is something to help you out this morning, on this Tuesday morning. While you probably on your way to work or at work or on your way home if you work third shift. Or even if you just sitting around, man, and just wanting to listen to the podcast, the Legacy to Become Legendary podcast, man. I hope it's just something to help you on your journey. And like I said, I'm on this journey along with y'all. And man, you know, tune into the next episode. Like I said, I'm trying to drop these things every day for 20 days. And just to be an encouragement and a light in somebody else's life alone with, you know what I'm saying, I listen to other people that's been encouragement and a light in my life. So, man, let's do this thing, bro. Let's rock it out. Let's dream it, visualize it, and take action. And I'll see y'all at the top. This is Legacy to Become Legendary podcast. And I'm your host, Julius Moses. And I'm out.